This is VOA News. Via remote, I'm Marissa Melton. U.S. President Joe Biden imposed additional sanctions Thursday that he said will impose severe costs on the Russian economy following Russian President Vladimir Putin's sweeping invasion into Ukraine. The new sanctions target Russian banks, oligarchs, and high-tech sectors. Biden said that over time, the sanctions would squeeze Russian assets and impair its economic growth for years to come. Biden said it will be a major hit to their long-term ambitions. The U.S. leader acknowledged American motorists would be pinched with higher gasoline prices because of surging world oil prices brought on by Russia's war on Ukraine. But Biden said, quote, this aggression cannot go unanswered. Biden reiterated that U.S. troops will not join the fight in Ukraine, but he committed the U.S. military to fighting alongside NATO allies if Putin advances his attacks past Ukraine and invades any of the 30 NATO countries. The Vatican is still holding out hope for diplomacy, after Russia attacked Ukraine. AP correspondent Walter Ratliff has more.
The Vatican Secretary of State released a statement on Ukraine, declaring that the tragic scenarios that everyone feared are becoming reality. The Vatican has been loath to call out Russia by name for fear of antagonizing the Russian Orthodox Church, a key focus of Pope Francis's ecumenical efforts. The statement added that there is still room for negotiation and space for the exercise of wisdom to spare the world from the folly and horrors of war. In an appeal at the end of his weekly general audience, Pope Francis said he was pained and alarmed by developments in Ukraine, which he said discredited international law. I'm Walter Ratliff.
You can find more on our Ukraine coverage at our website, voanews.com. This is VOA News. Russian police detained more than 1,300 anti-war protesters in 50 Russian cities on Thursday. This according to OVD Info, that's an independent Russian human rights group. Anti-war rallies broke out after a military operation targeting Ukraine was announced. The human rights organization said 660 of the detentions were in Moscow. The group said arrests were also made in St. Petersburg, Yekaterinburg, and other cities. While U.S. lawmakers have come together to condemn Russian President Vladimir Putin's invasion of Ukraine, their response to the Biden administration's latest sanctions remained divided along party lines. House Speaker Nancy Pelosi praised U.S. President Joe Biden's Thursday remarks, responding to the largest military offensive in Europe in more than 70 years. But Senate Minority Leader Mitch McConnell said Biden was too late in announcing that the United States would limit exports to Russia and sanction more Russian elites. Now that a full-scale Russian invasion has begun, there are several options at the disposal of lawmakers, including $750 million in aid for Ukraine in the 2022 omnibus spending bill, and as much as $1 billion additionally in humanitarian aid. While some members of both of the Republican and Democratic parties have expressed concern about the U.S. being drawn into a ground conflict in Ukraine, Biden has repeatedly stated the U.S. will not commit its own troops to the conflict. Three former Minneapolis police officers were convicted by a federal jury Thursday of depriving George Floyd of his constitutional rights when he died in Minneapolis police custody on May 25th of 2020. The three officers were found guilty of violating Floyd's rights by failing to render aid to him. Floyd repeatedly said he could not breathe while pinned under the knee of former officer Derek Chauvin for more than 9 minutes. The jury was asked to rule whether Floyd's restraint led to his death. They ruled that it had. That decision will allow the judge to issue longer sentences to the officers if he chooses. The three former officers now face a separate trial June the 13th, where they're accused of aiding and abetting murder and manslaughter. Derek Chauvin, the officer who held his knee to Floyd's neck, has already been convicted in both state and federal court. He was convicted of Floyd's murder last April and sentenced to more than 22 years in prison. He pleaded guilty in U.S. District Court in December to violating Floyd's constitutional rights. He has yet to be sentenced on that crime. A video shot by a bystander went viral online, touching off protests worldwide.